painted red. The stripe was white, it was 18 feet and about a stern line. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat.
Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors from the Bunker, Ray I Radio. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. With the Peanut, the Vogelbogger, Matty G, they're munching biscuits and
moose poop.
Moose poop. Having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. Great entertainer, great person, Mr. Alan Jackson. I got a great story for you guys and for our listeners. Mr. Alan Jackson, there was a special on television. I was watching the special. Great story. This Alan Jackson is a real country music, you know, and this story, when he said he wanted to be a singer, and when he went to Nashville, when he went to meet a guy, get away from the microphone. He got an opportunity to go in to talk to somebody in Nashville, and he brought in a Kroger bag full of cassette tapes that he recorded at home. And ended up, I'll make it short, but ended up that out of that cassette tapes, the songs that he had wrote, like, they did three albums with those. Those were the songs from Alan Jackson. This guy came from nowhere, wrote this stuff out in rural Georgia. 25 number one hits that he wrote himself, 35 total number one hits, and plus another 10 or 12 number one hits for other artists that he wrote. Amazing story. But I was watching it, and they started talking about, you know how on 9/11 we always play, do you remember? You know, where were you? From Alan Jackson, from 9/11. They did an interview with him. Guys are not going to believe this. I did not know this. This is how the gentleman he's talking about is so, I don't know what the word is for it, but, you know, he never talks about stuff. But he got talking where the inspiration for that song and why he wrote that song. He met a police Port Authority that was buried 24 hours under the rubble. Yeah, look at Volker Wagner. And ended up, that's where it's his inspiration. And then that gentleman that was under the rubble went to Alan Jackson's show and was backstage in his wheelchair and brought him out on the stage. And I didn't realize that, our great friend, Will Jimeno.
Wow.
That's where the song came from, inspired from Will. Isn't that a neat story?
That is fantastic.
That is just a really cool story. I got the numbers on the harvest numbers for the deer, for the alternative, right, Vogelbogger?
Yes.
They took Hunter's Harvest. The MDC says Hunter's Harvest 12,080 deer during Missouri alternative methods portion. Of course, the archery season continues through January 15th. Missouri Department of Conservation announced deer hunters harvested 12,080. But I have a tough time with the MDC anymore. I don't want to complain, but it's so hard to get any information from them anymore. It used to be so easy. And these press releases are just, I got to like rewrite all of them. I mean,
I know.
They're really tough. And anyway, I digress. Here we go. Let's see. Firearms deer, which ran December 22nd through January 1st. Okay. 3,081 were antlered bucks, 1,586 were button bucks, and 7,413 were does. Top harvest counties was Callaway, 304. Osage was 278, and Franklin was 263. So the Ozarks was down again this year. The counties moved. And by the way, your deer sausage you have and your venison, your Bambi sausage, that's from the buck I killed in the Ozarks. Oh. Taken from the hills and made into sausage and up to you guys. So how cool is that?
That is very cool. Now, do you think that we have less numbers in that season because of the time frame? It's during Christmas and New Year's.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Just like when we used to have gun deer season during Thanksgiving. Husbands got grabbed by the ear and pulled into the house. Nah, you ain't going deer hunting. You know, made it tough. You know, yeah, holidays and stuff. And plus, you know, you never know what the weather's going to be late season like that. It's not the same patterns with deer either, you know, like during the rut. But although we saw some chasing in December, late December. But it was a fun camp, you know. Deer was secondary. Shooting a deer was secondary. Getting out there, hunting with a muzzleloader, you know, loading those muzzleloaders, shooting them at the range, going over to Murray's and, you know, cooking in camp. What a great time. That's what it's all about, is have a good time and share with others. It's what it's all about. That was just really a great camp and a great time. And a quick announcement, Stacy contacted me because we're going to do the show, and we'll be announced in her when we interview her. She asked me to announce this, but you want to listen to the next segment with Stacy Walker from Prime One Camo, because she's going to offer our listeners on this show a code to go to the website for a huge discount to be able to purchase this Camo. And that's a good deal, right, Vogelbaum?
It's an excellent
deal. Yeah, it's a good deal. So you want to listen about that. What do you got for me real quick?
I've got Missouri Department of Conservation offers prescribed fire workshops in mid-Missouri. It's at Audrain County Courthouse,
Vienna.
Volunteer Fire Protection District, Bradford Research Center, Como Electric, Prairie Fork Conservation Area, and Blind Pony Conservation Area, and Big Spring Fire Department. They're going to teach you how to have prescribed.
That's a good thing. You need to do that. Blind Pony Conservation Area.
Yeah.
Must have been a blind pony there at some time.
Missouri Department of Conservation announces temporary closure at Ranecker Conservation Area in Pike County. The shooting range is closed for construction until March 15th, pending project
completion. The Vogler-Vogler announcements. I can't believe I said that about Vogler-Vogler and his mom.
And
that
Missouri,
was terrible.
Okay. I know that
I'm
was...
so sorry. I apologize, Chris.
Winter Covey headquarters newsletter.
Chris.
Ooh. Who are you talking to? Who is that?
I had to think, who is that?
Missouri Department of Conservation.gov, wildlife, attracting wildlife covey. Yeah. There's a whole page now about quail season outlook, focused on the areas, you know, prescribed burn, bring back
We got to bring back the quail. When I was a teenager and in high school, we quail hunted every day of the season. It was so much fun. We had dogs and shot quail. Oh, I love quail hunting.
Missouri Department of Conservation hosts beginner fly tying clinic in Kirksville, Missouri. How do they get their little wings down in a time?
You did that before.
Yeah,
move
I did.
On,
January 19th, register to attend this free Discover Nature fishing workshop and learn to tie your own flies.
Tie your own flies.
And offer free workshop on the basics of fly tying, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have to be at least 10 years old, and between 10 and 16, you have to have an adult company.
Well, you can't go.
I can't go at all.
You don't got an adult that'll go with you.
Missouri Department of Conservation hosts 5th Annual Ice Fishing Workshop in Honeywell on January 12th.
There's some fun times. Cut a hole in the ice and sit there. Well, at least those fishing tents they put on the water's got a suicide prevention number in them.
Free workshops will take place at Honeywell Lake Conservation Area located on 6503 Highway Z in Shelby County. And they're going to address the basics of ice fishing.
You know, when you're talking about ice fishing, did you see that on Facebook? And I saw it on another site someplace. A guy drove a truck and a camper out on the lake, and then it went through the ice, and it was up just above the wheels, stuck in the lake. And they asked how they was going to get it out. They're going to go in there and cut the ice and put flotations underneath the trailer and the truck and leave it out there till the lake thaws and then float it off the lake.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Why would you drive a perfectly good truck out on a lake?
Well, I was up in Rhinelander, Wisconsin area, Stevens Point, Wisconsin area, for a rugby tournament. I kept on complimenting them on their fields, most beautiful flat fields I've ever seen. I'd love to play in these. And they kept on laughing about, I'd like to see you play there in the summertime. And I finally, after a little bit, what's the big joke? You see that line of trees over there? Yeah, that's the shoreline.
Oh, it was out on the lake, huh?
It was out on the lake.
That would hurt if you fell on that.
You're in about 90 feet of water.
Huh.
And I'm going, but there's trucks, there's campers.
If you'd have fell through the ice, would they put flotation on you and floated you out at the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have got me out of there. Eagle Days, return to Smithfield Lake.
Eagle Days.
January 5th and 6th.
Eagles are a little bony. Have you ever tried to fry up an eagle? They're just a little bony.
Yeah. Free event hosted by Missouri Department of Conservation. Partners include live raptors and exhibits.
Live what?
Migrating bald raptors.
Raptors.
Yeah. Okay. They're still alive and going.
Oh, I'm about to go to sleep, Vogelbogger. Come on.
Eagles near the lake and river winter treat, the 24th annual Eagle Days at Smithville.
Poor listeners got to suffer through the Vogelbogger. You know, every show's got to have its down segment, right?
That's me.
Right, Matt?
I'm the down segment. All right.
You're the space filler to the big stuff at the end.
Space. Okay. You're the
opening act for the main gig. How's that sound?
Your job is to not overshadow or be better than the headline.
Yeah, that's your job. So you got to hold back.
So you do well.
You do well, but you hold back.
Fosburg celebrates centennial with the launch of an MC1 SC handgun.
Have you seen this? This gun is cool.
It has a slick looking. It doesn't. There's something different about the way it looks.
We're going to have to get Linda on to talk about that.
That's a cool-looking gun. And they're celebrating their centennial, their 100th-year anniversary.
100th-year anniversary for Mossberg. How cool is that? Yeah, I went back and put their new logo in all my video stuff for seminars with that new logo, 100 years. Very cool.
Very, very
We got to get Linda on. We're in a new year. We'll go get a hold of her and get her on and talk about these new products. What else you got?
That's it. I'm just looking at the numbers right now on this gun, and it just is a cool-looking gun. And anything a Mossberg puts their name on is going to be usable. Man, it's going to be.
We had such a great time. I can't wait to get Stacy on because we shared the duck blind down there at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame media hunt down at Blue Bank Resort. What a great time. And cooking in the blind. They had a kitchen in the back. And, oh, my gosh. It was just so good. Everything about it was good. But I noticed that this camo, and you know how I've been the last 15 years about camo. I got to tell you, this stuff blends very well in the marsh grass and stuff, the clothing that we were wearing there. You can't help but notice the difference. And then she pointed out other camo about how it looked dark. You could see it, but you couldn't see theirs. And it was true. So you need to go to the website and take a look at that.
Something else that's really important coming up.
Just a minute. Their website is on my Facebook page. Go ahead.
Turkey season's coming up.
Yeah.
And I see the question and people ask, what's the best joke for your gun?
Best joke for your gun.
Best choke for your gun. Choke.
Indian Creek, baby. You know that. You shouldn't even ask that.
I know that. And I put it down because it's until you see that thing shot.
Did you see the Indian Creek thing I sent you to read on the air? I sent it to you last night when you said you didn't get anything.
It's a video.
No, it's not. No. I sent you a press release about we're going into the new year. It's time to tune your guns with Indian Creek. Then how come you haven't read it?
Okay, it's the new year, and it's time to tune your guns, and you need Indian Creek.
And you don't know what you did with it, do you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, and my.
You need to talk to Stuart Ruling.
Yep, Mike Ponder.
And Mike Ponder, and when you call there, you're not going to get a secretary or
you're
something.
You're going to get them. If you got a problem, they take care of it. They're really good. They're good people. They're good turkey hunters. They love to turkey hunt, and that's why they came up with Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
I still remember that first one that you had at media camp.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going, no, my gun's fine. My gun's fine.
I got to wrap this up. You know, I used Indian Creek back with Turkey Revolution on television.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, you ought to try this. And I put it in the gun, and I killed a turkey with it, and I didn't give it back. Then I got to meet the guys, and that we went from there. All right, when we come back on the other side, we're going to visit with Stacy Walker, Prime One Camo. Great gal, full of energy. She ought to be a lot of fun this morning. And we're going to give you out the information for you to be able, as a listener to this show, to get some of this quality. Go to my Facebook page and go to the website and look at the cool products I got. And with that, we'll see you all on the other side, baby.